Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me. I am your illustrious host, Omiyinka 7, here to serve you, here to be your advocate, whatever you like this evening. Women, we are in for a treat this evening. Women are natural rulers of the world and leaders too. Now, why do I say that? Well, I aim to prove that this evening. So why don't you join me by locking in those digits at 516-453-9208 and call in. Make sure you call in and give your opinion on this topic, whether you be male or female. This evening, we are going to break some things down. We're going to talk a little bit about the women and the outstanding characteristics that they possess. We're going to talk about their leadership skills and their worldwide natural rulership skills. That's right. We know that when we put a woman in charge, she's going to organize, she's going to handle her business. Now, why do I say that? For many reasons. If we want this world to run right and someone to govern it appropriately, we should select a woman. Naturally, God is a woman. Oh no, I know you're ready to beat up on me now. Yes, God is a woman. When God said in the beginning, let us make man in our own image. We were making men in our own image, shaping and molding him. It was not a man talking to another man. It was a woman talking to one of her spouses or friends, or perhaps another woman. But we want to make it plain that before any egg was formed, it was formed into a female. It takes an immaculate conception to form a male child. We know that. That is a miracle. However, God chose to make us as a female egg. For every sperm that comes in contact with the egg, it produces a female egg. Isn't that something? Let's check our history books and see if I'm correct. Go back behind my words and double check. Most insects are the same way. They're producing that female egg. Now, why do you think that's so? We're going to find out in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to let you get your grip on, and we are going to find out in a minute. Hold tight. We're going to go to commercial right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold tight. We got a program for you this evening. And men, put your seatbelts on because we're going to take you on a roller coaster ride. This is your sex education class, and we're going to lay down the laws for you. Women are lawmakers, as we all know. We set down the laws in our home. We set down the laws in our administrative corporate offices. We lay down the laws because we are the ones that are going to see to it that they're reinforced. We're enforcers. Yes, we are. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that any type of structured city, corporation is going to have a touch of a woman. That's right. Now, man, I don't want to have to apologize to you when you have to pick your face up off the floor, but I want you to know this, that God is a woman. Let me hear you say that. God is a woman. If you don't know that by now, let me introduce you to the gods, to the women. Women, if you're out there, call in at 516-453-9208 so you can help me introduce this thing about God's being a woman. Now, in our history books, things may appear to be right that this is a man's world. Yes, it might be a man's world, but the rulership is done by the female. Now, in any relationship, a woman will have to somewhat guide the man along. Maybe he hasn't asked her for her hand in marriage, but she has to put up some smoke signals to get that man on task. Yes, they're usually procrastinating. And the woman knows exactly what she wants and how to order it up. Now, when it comes to raising children, yes, the husband may step in and say a few things, but the woman lays down the law. Now, this is how it's going to be and no other way. And that's what's going to happen in that household. Because the man will look over at the woman and say, whatever you like, darling, what is it that you like? Now, if we were cautious enough when we went in for our marriage counseling, we would go in with a structured plan. Because women like things orchestrated and planned out. Men may get to it. They procrastinate so much, they say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda wrote out a plan, but I didn't get around to it. Now, for those women out there that are in the ministry, as you can see, when you go in the pulpit, if you got a message to preach, usually your message is going to be short and to the point, and you're going to get your message across. You don't have to preach all day long just to get your message across, because you are made in the image of God. And God knows exactly how things are supposed to be dealt with. And once again, I want you to hear me good, man. There's nothing wrong with the woman taking leadership role. If she happens to be the best financial individual in the family, let her manage the money. She'll grow that money for you. She'll duplicate that money for you. And she can show you every account of that money and where it's gone. It won't be like somebody forgetting to enter an actual recording in their actual bank book. It won't be somebody saying, well, I didn't enter that information and I didn't record it. She's going to be meticulous to the point where she counts for every dollar and every dime. And she's going to budget that bank account to the T because she wants to get more for her money. And she's going to bless you, man. She's going to bless you because
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A Scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A Scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes they come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Sorry about that. We had a little disconnection here. I hope it's not because of the topic this evening. I hope we're right back on task. Once again, we're talking about the rulers of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And from my perspective, the rulers of the world happen to be a female gender. And because of female structures and organized and planned, it has been found that she is the best administrator and one of the best secretaries and the one that will carry out the task. Carry out the task. Let's keep that in the back of our mind. Carrying out what task? The task and the wonders of the world. If we would think about the fact that when we chose a president, we need not choose one person, but many females to make up the whole. Now, I know you know that this is a man's world, and we are the assistant. We're the better half. We came to offer assistance. We're not here to take over, but with our skills, we want to be able to subdue a thing and to work in conjunction as a helpmate. Now, let me break it down plain to you so we won't offend some of those men out there who have their chests out, and right now I might be offending them. I want you to know that everything must be done in duality. From an African perspective, it must be done in duality, and that means male and female. So even though God said, let us make men in our own image, he was talking to the woman to work with the man, not for her to stand alone and to be a feminist. I am not with the feminist movement. I believe that every household should have a male and female because that's balance and duality. Not someone that's trying to carry on a male's job and wearing all the hats. No, you must have a counterpart. And I don't mean a counterpart with female and female. I mean duality, male and female. Because that's how God wanted it to be. Now, if a woman has skills that can accommodate the household, should she be put in her place and told only a man can do this? Or vice versa? Should someone tell a man that he cannot go in the kitchen and cook because only a female can do this? Well, I believe that whoever has the best tendencies and skills at a particular role, let them prevail and let them do the job and give them the credit for them. Don't frown upon that man for going in the kitchen and putting on an apron and cooking and out cooking his wife. Because sometimes each of us have different skills that the other don't. But it's very important that we talk about the roles of a male and the roles of a female. Somewhere along the line, we got that mixed up. Women don't realize that in the household, when it comes to raising children and not only producing children, but you also have roles in the household that only a female has to take the responsibility. You just can't tell me that the man didn't sweep up, he didn't mop up, he didn't clean up, he didn't tidy the place. That's not his job. Unless you are running a program on a Saturday where you both take responsibility and split up the actual job duties. But ordinarily, woman, if you're not able to produce a clean house, then you hire somebody to come in to help you so that you maintain that home. Now, Father, we know you're supposed to work to the sweat of your brows, but we also know that when it comes to fixing things around the house and they start falling apart, you just can't go, little woman, will you go in there and fix that? Because most of the time she doesn't have a clue what to do. But it's very important that you get to hook up with somebody that knows how to unstop a toilet, somebody that knows how to fix a furnace, somebody that knows how to go in that house and maintain it and have some type of insurance that if you can't do the work, that you bring in experts who can. Don't go giving nobody excuses about, I don't have that skill. Then you pay somebody who do have it. You don't just let things run down. Now, we're talking about gods now. And we're gonna let you wear the hat too, man. We're gonna call you a god as well as she's a goddess. You operate in duality. Now, the sooner we see that, the better off our marriages will be. We cannot operate under the assumption that the female is the best in the relationship. We all have our difficulties, and at the same time, we operate in duality to balance us off. You cannot do this when you are operating from a feminine position, that only women can do this, and operating from a position where you think that women don't need a man. I'm so sick and tired of women telling the men, I don't need you, I can do this myself. No, some things you can't do for yourself. And you must get that through your thick head, that God created duality and ain't nothing you and I can do about it. So it's very vital that you understand that in life, it makes for a better relationship when you do things in duality. And duality makes a balance that the world can see. You can't tell where you end and where he began. Just like India Ari said, brown skin. I can't tell where yours begin and mine end. That's how you become one in solidarity. And in solidarity, as you come together, no one can tell where the female begins or where the male ends because you're one. And then you can say that this marriage has amalgamized into one. I don't mean, women, you lose your perspectives on life and your goals on life. And men, you don't just shove all of your inhibitions under the bed and say, forget it, I'm not going to even pursue it. No. You both have your own identities, and you must keep your own identity. And don't let anyone tell you that you must let the woman rule everything and run everything. You do that in duality. So I want to make myself plain. I am not telling a woman to go forward and wear the pants and the apron in the household. I'm telling her to steer in her position and the areas that she could excel in, to pursue those and allow the man to advance himself in the areas that he can excel in. Don't go crossing any lanes and getting into somebody else's lane, trying to tell them that they can't do it right and only you can do it. Now, sometimes that becomes a problem in a marriage because a woman is constantly saying that you can't do this like me. Well, he's not supposed to. He's not a female gender. And you're not supposed to be the man that wears the pants in the household. We got too much of this on. That's why our young children don't know what is in the benefit of duality. That's why we can't make a relationship last, because we don't know anything about duality. When God first made man and woman, he made them in duality so that they can subdue the earth. And one of the things that we are having a problem with, we think we have to go and look like a man, think like a man, wear the clothes like a man, and we don't understand. We don't have the hormones of a man. So I don't care how much you shave your hair off or try to look hard and masculine, somebody's going to know that there's some tattletale signs there that equate you with being effeminate. Why do you think you have to take the hormones to soften that skin up, to change those features of that deep voice? So we have to understand that as long as we begin to understand that God did make woman first, and she was the womb, because God actually came from a womb. He came from a dark, dark place. He made himself out of himself. And he had no known next of kin. No known next of kin. Not a brother or a sister. So for you to say you belong to God and you and God have friendship and relationship, no, no. God came here alone in this world. But he allowed other individuals to be gods and goddesses. He has no connection to us as being our father. As we keep calling Jesus our father, God is not your father. He has no known next of kin. None. None whatsoever. He is ratified energy. Ratified energy meaning he's combustible. You couldn't embrace God if you wanted to. That's why God took some of his matter. He took some of his ratified energy and clothed it in matter and placed it on your head and gave you the God that would never leave you nor forsaken you, so that God stays on your head. And if you have any gratification that you want to give anybody, give it to the God that lives on your head, because he's the one that stays with you and will never leave you. That's right. God created our very own personal gods so that we can walk with him and talk with him. He, she, or it. We don't know what gender it be, so we say he, she, or it. Now, having to take a lesson in school on sexual education, once we get this thing down pat, we won't be feeling like I feel better in the skin of a girl's clothing, or I feel better as a male. Now, first of all, you got to first understand what gender you're in and how you're supposed to act and feel. A lot of young people haven't begun to even understand their gender. And our personalities, each one of us, are struggling every day to get to learn ourselves. And I would say that we are still in the process of learning who we are individually. So we've got a problem. We all have a problem because we want to challenge that man to do something better than what he's doing. Let that man have his day. Let him shine and help him to shine. Don't go stealing the glory and the thunder away from him. And don't go saying that only a female could do that better, because there is no gender when it comes to performing a task. Any gender can take it on who has the necessary skills. Now, once again, we're going to go to these phone lines at 516-453-9208. If you're out there and you want to challenge me on this topic, women are natural rulers, just natural rulers, because it's in our instinct. And we are leaders as well. When we go out here and select these men as a leader, we find that we have made many a mistakes. However, when a woman commits herself to something, she will take down the wall of Gibraltar. She will tackle any institution that she has to come up against. because she's not afraid of failing. She will go the distance for her children and for her lover and husband. So we got to give her credit for these gifts. A lot of women don't know they have gifts and skills. They walk around like they're clueless, like God didn't give them any unique gifts. If they start portraying these gifts in a room, when they always say, there's no men out there. Come on now. There are men out there looking. And for every 7 women, there's a man out there. Because the Bible said it's going to be 7 to 1. And the women are going to just say, just cover my head. Let me bear your name. It's in the Bible. You can find it there. And women are going to need that. They need a covering, a man's name to cover them. But yet we think it's okay to be single. We think it's okay to run away from marriage. No, it's not. Any woman that wants to have an institution needs to have a man that's backing her to cover her head. Now, granted, all of you are not going to get married, but everybody should experience the life of an institution called marriage. Because that way you learn how to interact in relationship with the other significant. And you learn how to have better relationships. So many women are having a hard time on these jobs because they can't get along with the other women. And they can't get along with the other significant others as well. It's a relationship problem. It's not necessarily because of your femininity. It's a relationship problem. And when we get the understanding that we all need each other, and we all need to have a pal, a helpmate, not someone saying, do what I say because I am the greater vessel and you need to conform to my rules. No, no, no. We can't go starting that stuff that a man is going to tell a woman to conform to his rules. They're equal in God's eyesight, and they're partners. Whether we like it or not, relationships have got to get better, and we have got to be able to speak things that be not as though they were, and that is to bring individual in subjection to a relationship. Now, if you're not ready for a marriage, you might be ready for a trial marriage. Most of you know I preach on the trial marriage because Mary and Joseph entered into a trial marriage according to the Dead Sea Scrolls. They entered into a trial marriage because it was a sample marriage to see how well they would do. Now, it's nothing wrong with women deciding to enter into a trial marriage. If you're going to shack anyway, then stay together for 5 years. Write up a contract and a decree where both of you can stand behind it. Test out the waters of that relationship. Don't go in having children. No, that will destroy the whole concept. Go in and plan and put funds away for that real marriage when you go into the courthouse to sign papers to say, I'm ready to get married. But in the meantime, try out that trial thing. Nobody will say it's illegal because it's a trial marriage and you have a right to stay with whoever you want to. And at that particular point, save money, put away money. Plan for your first home that you're going to build. Become partners at whatever you're going to do. And become friends, real friends. And I'm not talking about having children to interrupt your relationship. Stay celibate for the first 5 years. Don't produce any children the first 5 years unless your eggs are ready to hatch and you can't wait. But in the meantime, try not having children for the first 5 years. Why am I telling you this? Because I know it is successful and it will help you. It will help you to budget your funds so that you know that you can afford a child when they do come into the earth. Women are natural rulers, and they are going to rule whatever you put them over. They're going to take charge. It is our nature. But if we have a male there, we know how to share some of that responsibility because we're good leaders and we take the leadership role serious. We don't just go taking over because we can. Men, stop letting the woman take over. Share in the work in duality. Then you both will profit. And men and women, don't let the man take over your life. Have some goals of your own. Start the process of challenging each one of your goals. And don't feel like you've made a mistake because you left your goals and dreams behind. Always pursue your goals and dreams because that's what makes you a better person. But if you aspire to just help that man with all his goals and you have none of your own, eventually you're going to think that you're living in the shadow of your life, and you will be because you didn't pursue your dreams to the highest height. Now, let's take a look at the phone lines, 516-453-9208. If you're out there this evening, I know it's pretty late, but we want you to call in and give your input. We're listening for you now.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes. They come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
This is a scenario of my poetry. We're going to bring this in and discuss poetry in a later date. I wanted to just intrigue you with some of that.
Ada sings the blues. She's got a band. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad start and you and your man has to part. Lady, see the blues. She's got it bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. Omiika's Mantu Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiika Biyako Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, According to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, According to Garth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to also speak on the topic of women being injured in relationships some injured to the point of mental illness and to a point of no return. In a relationship where a woman cannot strive and take her appropriate position in producing children, or even taking a position, a role as a caretaker, but never taking the role by herself to raise all her children. There are just too many women out there that think, I can have this baby by myself, I can raise it, and I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan. No good, woman, no good. I have never thought in all my life that I wanted to be alone in rearing children or having them by myself. I came from a family of 10 other sisters, and we were taught to be wives. And this topic may confuse you a little bit, but I want to put you back on task. I'm teaching you something here, how to become good women and to make sure you are a model image to be fit for a wife. If most households are not training their daughters to be wives, then what else could they possibly be training them for? That was a very much needed topic in large families, because you want someone to come in and offer a dowry and ask for your child's hand in marriage. And that's exactly what happened in our household. We did acknowledge the dowry and that a man would come and offer gifts and trinkets for our hand in marriage. I had a chance to experience that. I received the dowry. Now, for those of you who don't know what that means, that is for another topic to talk to you about the benefit of someone courting you, women. It's very important, for they're supposed to serenade your household, bring trinkets and gifts to your family in exchange for your hand in marriage. No one talks about that anymore. No one even tells you that you are obligated to receive a dowry. They just tell you to get married and you go scrape up all your money and pay for the wedding. No, no. You share in that responsibility with the significant other, and you make sure that you understand you are supposed to be an investment. So therefore, the monies that he's going to give your mother, he's going to also give you a dowry too. Just in case the relationship doesn't work, you have money to start all over again and get on your feet. Yes, but you're a ruler, you say, Sherelle. That's right. You are a ruler. And you deserve to be treated like a ruler, not like some second-class citizen. Women, a man can't treat you bad unless you stoop to that level for him to mistreat you. And some women that think that a man is doing this to them, but it's really they're self-conscious. They have no confidence in themselves, and they lower themselves to that level. Never lower yourself to that level. Always think of yourself as the ruler of the house, and you will be. Don't just tell yourself that behind closed doors. Tell yourself that and mean it. And men, make sure that the knowledge that your parents taught you about how to treat a woman, because you cannot treat your mother, you cannot treat a woman any better than you're treating your mother. And your mother, your woman is just like your mother. So you have to understand, she might be the lesser vessel in the household, but she's strong and mighty in virtue. And it's very important that we get a message and an understanding that rulers have guidelines, constantly reinforcing the rules in their life first. And after them eating of their own message, then they apply it to their husband and their children. And they see to it that everybody has a covering. Now, what's this covering that you talk about that men are supposed to give women? It's the covering of their head. It's their name that they're giving this woman, so that she can walk around with dignity as she carries your name. Because most women that don't carry a man's name, they're exposed to any and everything in life. To carry a man's name is more precious than gold. So for those women that said, I can't get married, I can't find a man, there's no man out there for me, you are condemning your own self with your own words. But you must understand, a man is a giver. He wants to give to you. But if you're doing everything for yourself, how can he give to you? You have got to stop thinking, I can do this by myself and for myself, and open yourself up to someone giving of themselves to you. But you cannot go with the attitude that I hate all men, and as you look at your children, you hate them too because they represent your man. We've got to get our relationships better. And we've got to be able to see that we are truly a stronger unit when we both work together. But you cannot just find leaders out there that have no direction. Most leaders have plans. And a man don't need a woman if he don't have any set of plans. What does he need a woman for? So man, get you a plan. Get you a plan and go take it to a woman and help, have her help you carry out that plan. But if you are without a plan, then there's nothing for a woman to do for you because you don't have any suggested plan. For those women who are always acting like a gold-digging woman where she wants everything for herself, you've got to come out of that selfishness and you've got to look at the fact that you are a unit. And it's not something where somebody tell you to get everything you can from that man and make sure he gives you alimony and child support. We got to stop with that too. Because we are so busy trying to get in that man's pocketbook and take whatever he has. If you understood how dial we work, you wouldn't have to have all these annulments and all these things before you enter into marriage. You could have that man introduce your dowry to you and set you up for life. But you don't know anything about that. You don't know anything about the African traditional wedding. You don't know that jumping the broom is an American concept. It is not a traditional African concept. But nevertheless, each and every one of us should experience the institution of marriage because it teaches us something. It teaches us in order to build unity, we have to do it in duality. And not to frown upon the man and say, we're going to bring the women in and they're going to take over, because some men will step back and let them take over. But they have to understand that every household must have a man in it that will lead the household. But you cannot do that alone. You need a helpmate. And you just can't have one person in the family that is doing all of the work and the other person is laying up on their behind doing nothing, just receiving. The man loves to give and the woman is a receiver. We know that. But it's very vital that you do that in order, because some things are out of order in households, very much out of order. And when things get out of order in the household, nothing can get done. Not even a leader can get through because you're out of order. You both are out of order and you cannot begin to get that relationship together until both of you get in order. It's duality. I don't care what you say, it's duality, because that's the way we find out how we can be a better person. Stay tuned. I want you to go down and give me those two thumbs up. And if you haven't subscribed already, be a subscriber. I would that you would be my friend, but I really would love you if you would subscribe to my channel. I have over 100 members that have been with me for the last 11 years. That's right. We're, I'll say 12, almost 12 now. We're headed up on our 12th year here on Blog Talk radio station. And we started off as a reading group, helping people to learn to read. And then we started teaching them to read oracles. So this is an oracle reading room where we also have membership, and we invite individuals in to become a member to learn how to become a priestly individual or priest individual. And we also teach them how to become devotees, devoted to their higher self, and teaching them how to have EYPA, good character and good conduct. So we are a paranormal group, and we look at people who dream dreams. We look at manifestors, people who can manifest things in their own image. We look at avatars who are able to allow God to work through them for healing. So it is a room where we touch upon healing as well as on opening up our third eye so that we can see into the lives of others. And as we use those gifts, we become a church. We are a living Episcopal church. And I would say that we have a way of life and not necessarily a biblical or religion. We are a way of life. The way of life and the things that you do and how you do them. We don't believe in religion in this classroom, but we believe in a way of life. So that no denomination is better than the next. We may perpetuate each and every one of these denominations, but we're not out there telling people to join a church or become a member of a society. We are a secret society, of course. A lot of our knowledge has been profoundly hidden in traditional African faith, like voodoo, Icon, Santeria, and Ifa. It has been hidden amongst those that are in places like Nigeria. And these particular knowledges are coming out now, and we're training up people in the way that they should go, because we need to have our own ammunition that is not carnal, that we can use. Our words are very powerful, and our words are used to speak things into existence, just like the Creator spoke the earth into existence. So we have words that work for us in our powerful method of flinging our words across the atmosphere so that we are frequencies. We are nothing but frequencies, and we know it because that's what our God was, a frequency. He was she was a vibration, a frequency that no one could approach. Ratified energy, balled up into fire. And when we knew that God took a little bit of himself and clothed it in matter and placed it in each one of us, that's why God can never leave us nor forsaken us, because God is on our head. And we also look at sacrifices. It's very necessary to make a sacrifice. A sacrifice is honorable. If you've been given a good reading and someone has taken away the pain that you're suffering from, then as a gesture, you give a sacrifice to that particular babalaw or priestess. It's very important that you come into our room and to learn more about what we do in this room, because we are teaching people now. We're passing on this knowledge. We're not hiding it. We're passing it on, and we first want to create an atmosphere for those who are developing their skill in being a devotee, devoted to God and in prayer and praises. It's very important that we keep spirituality in the midst of whatever we do, because whatever we do, you're going to have to be able to have a higher level of consciousness. And you get that through your third eye, through trying to see into the lives of others, clairvoyant ability to hear clairaudio, to hear what they're not saying and hear what other people are saying in other countries. And clairaudio would allow us to hear things that we cannot physically hear. And we want you to know that these people that I'm speaking of are individuals that are working towards being godly individuals and bringing something back to the table so that they can have a way of life. You cannot have a way of life if you have not studied to show yourself worthy, a workman needing not being ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of God. It's very important that we all become priestess and we all become priests. And it's very important that we have Iwapelu. That will help us to unite and become better rulers and good leaders. Now, a leader cannot lead until he's humbled him or herself to be able to allow God to use them. And before you can be a leader, you first must be a follower of the word of God. But I wanted to let you know that we are not playing in this woman here. We are doing real things that you ought to be learning. Thank you. Gentlemen, we're going to be playing the new kid on the block. ladies and gentlemen. This is part two of a woman. Women are natural rulers of the world and leaders too. Let's touch on that natural rulers. We're talking about universal things here. Natural rulers would mean Mother Nature. That has a connection to the oracles of the world. And it would be only fitting that a woman would be a manifester, one who could get the ear of the king, who could also see into the lives of others. And having that ability to practice universal habits would mean that they would have to have connection to the universe, understanding the developmental stages of how the actual vegetation grows, understanding herbology, understanding which herbs work with which herbs, understanding the essential oils. These are all the things that in our practice that we teach individuals how to take hold of our essential oils and our herbs to understand how to create medicinal products that can actually become alternative products. So that natural woman is going to be a natural woman when it comes to preparing food, making sure she uses all the substances that are natural, and in applying various different things to her body that will be natural alternative food substitutes, as well as natural things that she's going to dabble in on her body and for her household body. It's very good to be a natural woman because you're going to have your mother with intact, because you're going to remember what mother taught you so that you can begin to apply those things in your life to make life much easier. Don't go on with the idea that there's nothing my mom can teach me, she's old fogey. Always open yourself up to the mother with of your mother. It's very vital. And men, you should understand the leadership of your father. And some of you may not think your father to be very strong because in most situations in your house, you didn't see him take control and become a leader. Sometimes men want to keep down confusion and they don't want to ruffle the feathers. But it might be necessary for the men to show themselves strong every once in a while. It's very vital. And ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are open at 516-453-9208. If there's any one of you out there that would like to talk on this topic, now is the time to come in and talk on the topic, because we are going to prepare for early night. We was just on here the other day, and we wanted to meet with you guys and discuss this topic. And it's been in my conscious mind for a while now. And I figured that most men can identify with it. If not the men, then the women. So we want to say to you, continue to strive in duality and work together as a whole, one unit. And don't think that you can do it all, women, just because you've been called a leader or a natural bones ruler. And men, don't think that you're going to run the whole show because this is a man's world. No, you're going to share the responsibility with that little woman. And then you will have duality, and then you will master oneness. And you can come in contact with God knowing that you are growing into God. You're God's little children, and you have overcome them. So walk in the way of the gods. And begin to carry yourself in the way of the gods, and you will become like one of the gods. I'm here to tell you that. And we're going to end this show with working it out, because we want to work it out. We want to work out this thing called leadership and rulership. Let's work it out. thank each and every one of you for listening to the sound of my voice. And I will encourage you to stay with the station and continue to pray for us. And we have not offered up our timber to the Most High. And I want to say a prayer. We had dedicated both these shows to Maddie Harvey. And if you don't know it, Maddie Harvey was one of our featured frequent lady of prayer on our show. And before we did anything, we asked permission of Maddie Harvey's to speak. And she did our prayers. And her prayers avail as much because we've gone on, you know, now, and we still are prospering and doing well. And hopefully Maddie Harvey is out doing good to someone. And we just want to thank you for Maddie Harvey being a part of the show. Jimmy Harvey was also one of my priestesses who performed on the show with us. If you go back and listen to some of our older feature shows, you can hear Maddie Harvey and myself and Jamel as well. And we really brought the spirit down. Jamel is a natural healer, and he healed his mother from cancer, and she got to live a little bit longer, even though she was in the third stage of cancer. She came on this show after her voice cleared up, and she preached, and she brought the house down. And I want to offer a prayer and praises to Maddie Harvey. Maddie Harvey, we just offer a prayer and praises to you that you might be somewhere lifting up the name of God, and that you might be somewhere showing somebody how to have good leadership and rulership. We thank you for the time we had here with you on this station, and pray that you begin to send us someone else that can stand in the gap for you. And we just give you all the honor and the praise, and we say to God be the glory. Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. If there's anybody else that would like to come and to have the handshake of fellowship, if you would like to come up front and say something or call in at 56-453-9208, then go right ahead right before we tune off this airway. And we're about to tune out of this airway, and we'll see you again hopefully by Sunday, and we will have another topic for you. Thank you so much. To Maddie Harvey's baby sister, and we are going to be checking out of here. So farewell until we see you again. Oh, double.